Don't amount to ever but gonna talk your favorite show.
Friendly hosts everywhere, humble talks without flirtation.
Don't amount to ever but gonna see my favorite host.
Ample thoughts day or night, people shouting but never fighting.
Getting on up to ever but gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big fat titties, man, I hope this show ain't shitty.
Come on down to ever but and meet some hoes of mine. We have Stiffsa Bra and Christian Blatt.
Yes, I will say that I'm the only person on this panel that owned this album on cassette.
That's right. Welcome to South Park Weekly.
There's a bit of trivia. Ayo, speaking of trivia, the reason why we're playing Final Countdown is because we are in the Final Countdown to Season 22. This is the final episode before Season 22 hits on Comedy Central. Can you believe it?
Yes. No, I can't believe it, but I'm ready. I'm so ready.
And what we've got a very special one for you. For those of you who follow us every single week, we brought back Morty to do our trivia sound bites.
Yes, because everyone hated it so much last week and said, whatever you do, don't bring him back. We're like, all right, gotta bring him back.
Gotta bring him back. So we brought him back. You know how this works, hopefully. If you've never played along, there's a question with some answers. We pick an answer, and we find out who's right and who's wrong. You get to participate as the listener slash viewer. And just like Whose Line Is Anyway, we did not steal this. Whoever wins doesn't really matter. The points don't really matter. No. Who cares? Just a pat on the back. Everybody wins.
Except Phil definitely has been spending the last couple weeks reminding us every time that he can that he won the last round.
Mm-hmm. I did win last time. Yeah. Although it was quite controversial because for those of you, you know, one of the reasons why you guys loved Morty so much is because he gave a bunch of answers.
That weren't really answers.
Questions that we didn't know were questions. Let's see if Morty does a little bit better this time around. So Tony's going to help us out. Tony in the booth, of course. Thank you, Tony.
No problem.
Let's start with question number.
You know, we should start with the last question.
I got it. Don't
start
worry.
With question number 12.
Ready?
Yes.
Oh, here's a good one. You know, last time I was in court, my lawyer wanted to show me the pod collection, but you know what? Now you get. You get a great, great lawyering up episode for you guys in the season 3 episode Sexual Harassment Panda. Which of the following pairs are not litigants against each other? Oh, geez. Some of the answers are Craig versus Wendy, Clyde versus Bebe, Mr. Mackey-M-Kai versus Tweak, Cartman versus Stan. Oh, man, I'm Mr. Mackey, okay? Yeah, I go like, okay, all the time. Yeah, I'm a great character. Yeah, great job, Trey and Matt. Great job.
I don't know what the question was.
I didn't even realize that Cartman versus Stan was an option. I only see it because Anthony was actually listening and paying attention. So who was suing each other? Who was not? Of all these three... Three of these were suing each other. So Craig versus Wendy, Clyde versus Bebe, Mac versus Tweak.
I think Mac versus Tweak.
I'm gonna go Clyde versus Bebe because who cares about either of them?
No. Clyde versus Bebe is Christian.
That's Phil on that end. The handsome one is Christian.
I wish you guys could see the full glory that this takes to produce. This absolute beautiful shit show.
This is what happens when we recruit at NAMBLA. Shout out to last episode.
Alright, Steph, we need your answer.
Craig versus Wendy.
That's good. So we all have different answers. So let's see where this goes.
Who the hell got this right?
Oh, you know the answers. Clyde versus Bebe. There's some sexual harassment that's just litigating that place. Propagation of the litigation. Yeah. Oh, I know you got that right, Steez. Oh, yeah. My man.
He said my man.
My man, but you didn't.
You did not.
I don't remember that.
Instead of Steez, it was Steez Nuts!
Oh, that's and right. Christian pulls ahead by one nut. All right.
Why do you say that?
Let's get to the next question, shall we? Let's see what this
is. In the episode, Eek a Penis. Let me just rephrase that. Eek, a penis. Christian, I noticed you perked up. In the episode Eek, a penis, Cartman pretends to be which one of these? Black, Jewish, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic? Let me tell you, again, in the episode Eek, a penis.
Oh, thank you.
Christian, is he Jewish, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, not Midwestern, or black?
I really don't know.
He didn't say them in the same order the second time.
Okay, this has everything to do with gluten, but I have no idea who the hell...
I actually don't remember this one that well, I'm going to be honest. And the one that he talked about before, Sexual Harassment Panda, you should definitely rewatch that one. That one's great.
Yeah, because I don't remember that very well. The
Sexual Harassment
I remember
Panda.
This episode well, but I just...
I can't. I don't...
Jewish. That makes sense to me. Why the hell would he be Middle Eastern?
Well, I have a reason for my answer, but I'm not going to give it because of the climate we live in today, and I'll just say black.
I'm going to put Hispanic.
I'm going to go Jewish just to be different. Answers are locked in. Tony, play.
Obviously, it's Hispanic.
Whoa!
You can't go for low-hanging fruit on that one, huh? I even read the answer last, just for you. You quote it all the time, Phil. Mr. Cartmanes, how do I teach these kids? You know what? Like, why am I even doing this anymore? Oh, you're paying. Okay, yeah. I'm being paid for this. Oh, geez. Oh, I'm getting paid a lot. Oh, geez.
Damn, wait. How much, Tony, are you paying this bastard? Screwed this all up.
Yeah.
I'm letting him fondle me.
I bet Alf would have done
it. Oh, so you're getting paid.
I think Alf would have done this for free.
Oh, geez. Okay, next question. All right, so 1-1. So,
wait, so we're only on two questions so far, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so I have one, that felt like she has one. And
together that makes two nuts, but separate.
And Phil is a big zero. Phil has no nuts.
I got no nuts right now. All right. Let's keep this going.
Oh, this is original. Yeah, this is a great question. This is one that all of you will know the right answer to, or you won't, and you'll suck. Because you suck. In this eighth season of South Park, Butters returns as Professor Chaos. Oh, geez. In a new style of animation. That's the kind of stuff you're watching is animation stuff. That's the stuff. It's like the style. It's the genre. If you don't understand that, why are you watching this? It's animation. Okay, the answers are Good Times with Weapons, Osimo, The Passion of the Jew, and Up the Down Steroid.
Good time.
I know you're going to get this right, so you guys suck.
All right. Yeah, I feel like it's good times, it, good times with weapons for but sure. I feel like the... I love how he says the answers are. No, the choices are... Yeah, I'm going to go with number one, A, whatever the hell we're calling it.
Yeah,
good times with weapons.
Good times with weapons.
Good times with weapons.
Here we go. Answers locked.
I don't even want to tell you the answer. You know what? You guys don't even get to know the answer. You don't get to know that it was Good Times with Weapons. You guys, no. You don't get to know.
All right. I guess we'll never know who's right on that one. So, all right. So, 2-2-1. You
That's
both
right.
have two nuts, and I got one.
All right.
Nice. You're try moving and, forward. Lance.
Try and
awesome.
Join the double nut club, Phil.
Listen, I'm trying to nut real bad. Let's keep it going.
Trying to nut up.
Hell yeah.
In this ninth season premiere episode, okay, Phil? Ninth. Season premiere. If you're going to pull out your phone and do it under the table like you've been doing it, Christian, it's the ninth
That's why he's
season
winning.
Premiere episode where Mrs. Garrison is introduced to everyone.
Okay.
If you were going to Google this under the table to ensure that you get it right, Steph, it's
oh,
the ninth
too.
Episode season premiere with Mrs. Garrison.
Yes, but what
right,
about
the
her?
Answers are Best Friends Forever. Mr. Garrison's Fancy New Vagina. Oh, I wonder what the answer is.
Oh, my God.
And Wing. Oh, God, guys. You might have to Google this one.
Oh, my God. Fancy new vajayjay.
It's definitely not Mr. Garrison's fancy new vagina in the 9th season premiere where we're introduced to Mrs. Garrison. Oh, this is a great trivia question.
What is he doing?
Bravo. Bravo, funtrivia.com. Thank you.
All right. So, everyone.
Stephen Lemieux's fancy new vagina. That's my final answer.
We love this episode, though. We've talked about
it.
That's true.
I'm a huge fan of this episode.
I believe you can, if you go to like a porn shop, you can buy.
You can buy Mr. Garrison's fancy new vagina.
Yeah. All right, what was the answer?
I already told you the damn answer, guys. Shit. If you got this wrong, Christian, then you know what? Like, just take a walk. Just take a walk. Just start walking. And don't stop until your legs die. I don't want all of you to die because you need to live to know shame. We're getting this question wrong. The answer is Mr. Garrison's fancy new vagina.
Yay.
Obviously. Thank you.
I feel like Christian's not going to walk in shame. He's going to walk on the sunshine just a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's right. I'm walking on sunshine.
Just a little bit longer. All right, next question. So, okay. So, 3-3-2. So, I've got two nuts.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
All right, guys. This is an easy one. And when I say that it's an easy one, I just mean that it's probably one that, you know, Steph's not going to get right because she sucks. But the question is, which one of these following pieces of shit were not in attendance for Cartman's tea party? Oh, geez. Sent invites and everything. There was a Facebook RSVP list. There was wedding invitations. People booked flights. But let me tell you, one of these assholes didn't show up. Was it Peter Panda, Clyde Frog, Mr. Hat, or Polly Prissy Pants?
Mr. Hat.
Oh, this one is easy. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realize how easy this one was. Every one of you guys who gets this wrong sucks. I mean, y'all suck anyway, but this one, like, really, like, man, just point out the suckitude from you guys. Damn. What?
This was so judgmental.
Was this the one with where he did Artemis Climb Frog and it was the Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West? Because I think it was, and that's one of my favorite things that I actually hadn't thought about in so long. I hadn't thought about Clyde Frog, but anyway, it's obviously
Clyde Frog.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure as to the follow-up trivia question from Christian Impromptu.
I was just trying to have a conversation.
Lighten the mood.
Yeah. God forbid we got somebody who could do a South Park character impression to do this. But anyway, I would say Mr. Hat. We all say Mr. Hat.
Yeah.
Well, you better believe you know the answer to that. Yeah. I'm going to make you wait for it.
Oh, my God.
Waiting for it. You're still there waiting. Hey, guys, look at these guys in here. They're just waiting. Yes. They're not even doing anything. They're just waiting. Yeah, look at them just wait. They don't even know the answer. They're just waiting.
I believe we do.
You better go to the fake door store and buy some fake doors while you wait. Maybe if you open the door, you'll find out that the answer was Mr. Hat. Obviously. God, how could you get that wrong, Steph? I know Phil and Christian got it right, but damn, Steph. Shit, Steph. You're really feeling probably pretty shitty right now for getting that wrong. That really easy question. Mr. Hat. God. Steph, shit. Pull your shit together. But
next
I do wonder that if you had gone first, were you going to say Mr. Hat?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
Let her go next first. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
She's been known to copy your answers before.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, next question.
Never.
Okay, wait. So
can't wait to talk about daddy issues with
this
group of people.
Yeah, 4-4-3. You can play.
Can't wait to talk about daddy issues with this group of people. Looking at you, you know which one you are. God, you got daddy issues for days.
Yes.
Oh, man. I wonder who's raising their hand right now. Oh, man. Well, let me ask, which of these characters does not live with his father? Oh, man, I said his. Gave away one of the answers right there. Oh, geez. The answers are Stan, Kenny, Cartman, or Kyle.
That's a stupid question.
No, they're all guys. I didn't fucking give you any clues. Deal with it.
Cartman.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Cartman.
Thought you were going to let me.
Oh, looks like the answer's Stan.
It's
just
so obvious.
Just kidding, it's Cartman.
Just
oh, you thought you were right there for a second, huh, Christian? Yeah. You're not.
Cartman.
I mean, unless you said Cartman, you might be right. I don't know. I'm taping this 2 days before you do it, but fuck it.
It's
right,
weird
so
because the impression's starting to go in and out on some of these questions. Anyway, yeah. So five, and four.
All right. I'm the only 4-1. Here we go. Next question.
Actually, ladies and gentlemen, it's the last question of the night.
Yeah. All right. Luckily, there's no tiebreaker.
Oh, no. What a shame. I wish there were more.
Here we go.
Hit us.
If we need a tiebreaker.
Oh, here's one for the ages. This is the last one we're doing, so you better just get it right, because as I haven't mentioned before, you suck. All right. So when Lemmy Winks is in the asshole of Mr. Slave, you know.
Ooh, we've done this one before.
We've all been there, you know, huh? Yeah, we've been there. He runs into three animals, okay? So this one's not a multiple choice. I want to know what are those three animals? All right? And get it right this time. Don't just say like mammals. If you say mammals, you suck. I'm looking at you, Steph. I know you like to say mammals. It's a fun word, but it's not relevant. All right. So you gotta name the three animals that were inside Mr. Slave's asshole. Think asshole sized animals that could live up there. That's your hint. Okay. Yeah. And they scratch around. It feels really weird. Trust me, I've had seeds up there.
Okay, so it's not multiple choice, and we have to remember what the three are.
Right.
That's a good start.
He is a gerbil.
Yeah, so yeah. He's not going to count. Like he's saying he encounters three, which I do remember to some extent.
I feel like a goldfish is one for some reason.
But I'm not going to say that.
We shouldn't be collaborating on this answer. Yeah, okay. So Steph has...
Rat.
Okay.
So this is definitely us not collaborating, but you're saying the answers.
Yeah, you say the next two, and then I'll say a different three, and we'll see where this goes. And we're going to be tied at the end of this.
Rot. Fuck.
Wait, so what happens? You get a point per animal you get correct.
Okay.
That works. Okay.
Because otherwise we're just screwed either way.
Yeah.
What are small animals?
Well, I guess it depends on the size of your asshole, doesn't it?
So I'm going first?
Yes, you're coming
up
with
rat,
three.
Squirrel, chick.
Chick?
A little chicklet.
So like a little baby chick.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is happening?
20 sucks at writing, by the
20
way.
20 had a stroke.
Oh. All right. So I'm gonna. For some reason, I feel goldfish is one, and I know it's probably wrong, but we've seen like magical goldfish before.
Yeah, the evil one.
Well, obviously, you're having an aneurysm if you're gonna spell it like that.
I guess I'm gonna go with squirrel as one of them. Rat is too close to gerbil.
Yeah, true.
And for some reason, I think it's like some dumb bird.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which I guess counts as chick, but chick is a very specific type of bird.
You should pick a type of bird.
I don't know. Pelican. A fucking parrot. I don't...
Pelican? Jesus, what are you putting up there? All right. I will say, I'll say chipmunk. Which is not, ferret. These are all different animals. And my third choice of something that went up Mr. Slave's asshole, Stephen Lemieux.
All right.
I'm really excited.
I'm getting a point for
answer.
That last one.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Please.
Dear God, I hope so.
Something.
I'm actually excited.
The final question.
God damn. You guys just can't even think, okay?
No.
You know, I'm over it, all right? I quit. I'm done. I mean, Christian got it right, and Phil got it right, but Steph, man, God, Steph, really? God. I wish the purge was legal, so I just purge you right now. Just, you see that, like, vat of acid outside? Can you just take a dip, please? Please, for the sake of humanity, just, like, walk into a vat of acid, you know? Because it was obviously a frog, a sparrow, and a catfish.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
There's a goldfish.
They're the most asshole-sized animals out there, okay? And we're good. That's it. Trivia's over. Have a good night. You guys suck.
So here's the problem, though. Steph and I are tied, and we don't have a tiebreaker.
All right. So, you know, we just go home on a tie.
So are we going to share the crown, Steph and I? I'll get it on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You get it Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and on Sunday it just goes to church.
Yeah, exactly.
Because God gets it.
God obviously gets it.
All right, well, that was spirited.
Well, what a way to wind things down and get ready for season 22.
Rick and Morty, I don't know if I can watch it the same way.
You know, Morty, you've done us...
You've I don't know us. What you did, but you did it.
You told me to go take a dip in acid, so...
That was really harsh.
Fuck you.
I mean, I...
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I really don't like you, and that still made me feel bad for you.
All right. Tony, I think that does it. We're wrapped up for the day.
We out of here.
We're coming back. This feels like very unenthusiastic. Like...
It's just because you didn't win that you feel that way.
I'm just really excited for...
Season 22.
That's because I was verbally bashed.
You were.
You didn't have to get dipped in acid.
Are you the one dripping in acid?
I was on acid.
All right. I wish I was on acid.
Well, this has done it. We will be coming back in a matter of weeks to do Season 22. In the meantime, at Steph Sabra.
At Steph Sabra on Instagram and Twitter.
At Kristen DMZ.
Instagram and Twitter.
At Phil Svitek and at Morty of Rick and Morty. Thank you. Definitely not Stephen Lemieux.
And at Tony B. Tony _ in the booth.
Yeah, we could not have done trivia without your wisdom.
No, look, Anthony did an amazing job with being given
you
some,
see the
some really
the
difficult tools to work with. And emphasis on tool.
Now, Tony wants to go home. But the funny part would be, you guys can all tune out, but Tony has to do his job until we wrap out. So how long can we keep
this
going?
So can we get a new topic here? What about favorite Stan episodes? Just off the top of our heads.
Just think about it.
I mean, there's so many good Stan episodes.
From the Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.